Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, radio, internet, or television?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Oh, I've had a TV turned up. Go ahead again.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just asking if anyone in your household worked for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television.
No.
Okay. Am I speaking to Gary?
Pardon?
Am I speaking to Gary?
I'm Gary.
Thank you. All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Would I vote for it now?
What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president?
Yes, I'll vote.
Okay, would that be probably or definitely?
Definitely. I always vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
80.
Okay. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My weight?
Your race? Are you white, black, African?
Race, white. I'm white.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, pretty sound.
I'm sorry?
Pretty sound Democrat.
All right. Would you lean more to a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Lean towards a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
So far, okay.
Okay. Would you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Would I what now?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Okay, would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strong, I would.
I'm sorry?
You said, but I oppose it, strong or...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. If you will approve or disapprove, you said you approve it, but would that be a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strong approval.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Paris is handling her job as Congresswoman?
No, fair.
Okay. Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Lowly, the last one.
The last one is strongly disapprove.
Strongly what? Approve?
I have the options that I have for her is a strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. Thank you. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here are the choices. reducing crime and gun violence, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting the certain social security and Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and the infrastructure, combating threats of our democracy or to our democracy, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, or improving K through 12 grade education. Which of these two would you say are the most important for your member of Congress to focus on?
Where's the one where you chase the Republicans out of town?
I'm sorry. As of right now, these are the choices that we have. out of the list.
I'm just teasing you.
No, I understand. Okay, definitely take your feedback. But as of right now, these are the choices. What are the two that you will select from this list?
Where would I vote now?
What of these issues will you select? Which one of these issues do you think are the most important for your member of Congress to focus on?
Oh, I don't know if you can get something good enough to fix them.
I understand.
I don't know.
Okay.
No one wants to work together anymore.
Alrighty. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden from a scale from 0 to 100?
60.
Thank you. What about Mary Glusenkamp Paris?
About 10.
All right. Dave Reichert?
Can't place him.
Okay, you have no opinion or have never heard of him?
No opinion.
Okay. What about Bob Ferguson? F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N.
30.
Thank you. Joe Kent?
Who?
Joe Kent?
Oh, Joe. Oh, 40.
Donald Trump?
Who?
Donald Trump?
Oh, 30.
Democrats in Congress?
50.
Republicans in Congress?
15.
I appreciate it. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
All right. If the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you may be supporting him?
That's who now? Between who and who?
The question says, even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances?
Joe Kent? Is that what you said, Joe Kent?
Joe Kent, uh-huh. What are the chances that you may or might be supporting him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all, that you may be supporting him?
Slight chance.
Thank you. Now, or next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think that is important at all, 5 if you think that is somewhat important, or 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first one I have is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves. Do you think that is a quality or attribute your member of Congress should have? If so, do you think that is a very important, somewhat important, or not important quality at all?
What was the quality again?
Yes. Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves.
Oh, I give that a 5.
Thank you.
We got a big scale.
Okay. Next one. Someone who will stand up to attack on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
I don't know on that.
Do you think that 4. Is a 4? Okay. Thank you. Next one, a fighter who will go to the Washington to shake things up and make government work for us. Do you think that is an important quality or attribute?
6.
Okay. A moderate who will oppose extremists from left and from right.
8.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics. Or politics.
No, 6.
Okay. A leader who is workhorse, not a show horse.
100% that one. What did you say now?
Yes. A leader who is a workhorse, not a show
horse.
Mm-hmm.
They're all prima donnas, aren't they? 6.
I appreciate it. Moving on. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Glusenkamp Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Glusenkamp Paris for Congress, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first statement I got is, in February of 2020, Mary Glusenkamp Paris miscarried a 16-week pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Mary had to walk through a walk of protesters to get the care she needed. Mary believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. and we can counter her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. How convincing is this statement to you? 0 is not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, 10 very convincing.
Oh, if I vote 10, they should have the right, right?
Correct.
Okay, 10.
Thank you. Mary Glusenkamp Paris is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Mary has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was the best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, "Such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Paris' sense of duty to her district rather than party." Okay, somewhat convincing, okay? Mary Glusenkamp Paris shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Mary made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Mary listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. How convincing is that to you?
Hey.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Paris or Republican Joe Ken?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some thoughts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Ken. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each of the statements on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement gives you serious thoughts about supporting Joe Ken for Congress. 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all to support Joe Ken for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. I got 2 statements for Joe Ken. First statement is, Joe Ken doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part of the ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Kolb is the governor. Joe Ken's extreme beliefs are a threat